In the global environmental battle, Mexico City started fighting single-use plastic bags this year. But the impact and results from that ban still are debated by citizens, business people, and nature preservationists. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports on the controversy.
88 de cam.
Jessica Lopez works in a Mexico City convenience store, one out of thousands of stores that are not allowed to use one-time plastic bags for customer purchases since January. She says most customers have adapted to the measure, but some still complain, like those who even wanted a bag for just a pack of cigarettes. Lopez says selling bags is not a good alternative. It's not profitable and not good for the environment. And despite some customers buy less after forgetting to bring a bag, the majority carry reusable bags or even cones made out of newspaper. The saleswoman says the ban might be helpful, but there's many other polluting materials that should be banned or at least regulated to make a real difference. José del Cueto is president of the plastic bag division of the Mexican Association of Plastics. And in a way, he agrees with Lopez.
This prohibition to specific products is not going to help. So we need to try to improve the way we handle the trash.
Del Cueto says the industry already lost $81 million in the first 2 months of a year. 95% of plastic bags in Mexico are made locally. And Del Cueto says factories are closing, firing people, or struggling for resources to produce more environmentally friendly bags.
The plastic bags need to be made of compostable materials, not reusable, not recyclable, basically compostable. And that means we need to import, so we need to bring from China or Asia or Europe.
The businessman says the industry is committed to reducing pollution, but it needs the government's help and commitment. He says some substitute materials like cotton or paper bags may be worse than plastics.
I think the industry has created a false dilemma.
That's Ornella Garelli, who leads the campaigns to reduce plastic consumption for the environmentalist nonprofit Greenpeace Mexico. And for her, it is possible to protect the economy and the environment simultaneously through innovation and changing the culture. Garelli says that although plastic bags represent less than 1% of the trash, their importance goes beyond.
It's not just the ban for itself. It is a change in our culture. We want people to start seeing that our actions have an impact on the environment.
Garelli says everything we produce has an environmental impact. And the point of these kinds of bans is not to eradicate plastics, some of which are beneficial, but to limit single-use materials as much as possible.
We consider that recycling is good, but it's not the solution, because in the reality, we can see that we don't have enough technical capacity.
Garelli says only 9% of the plastic produced globally gets recycled. This drops to 6% in Mexico and the U.S. On a Mexico City street, Arnulfo Acevedo and his co-workers pick up the trash, transporting 16 tons of it every day. Acevedo says some people complain about the ban because the alternative now is finding other containers for trash. He's been collecting garbage for 44 years and says changes in waste management can be hard for many, even though it's necessary for the environment. Everything is possible here in Mexico, he says. But to make things happen, people need to cooperate. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.